This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off day number two from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It is packed full of wonderful folks. We've been meeting new people and talking to old friends and a lady who, well, I mean, I don't want to say I wish we'd never had to meet you because, well, if your son, Ross Ulbricht, hadn't been put in a prison cell, you never would have come on Free Talk Live. It's always a pleasure having you, Lynn Ulbricht. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Always a pleasure to be here,
too. Yeah, get close as you can on that microphone, if you don't mind. Mark is back with me here. You're kind of in and out as you're doing introductions on the stage.
It's difficult to time the interviews and the stage work all at the same time.
Ross Ulbricht is a person we've talked a lot about here on Free Talk Live, even when you haven't been on the show, since before you were on the show, since back when the first time we heard about you was when you were the mom who was concerned about our friends who were holding signs outside of the courthouse, back when Derek Jay, who was one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, was doing jury outreach, and it's like, oh no, Ross's mom doesn't want us holding these signs, and we had to go home, and no?
That was the lawyer.
Oh, well, it wasn't you?
No. Not at all. It was, in fact, you know, it was first day of trial. The judge threatened sequester the jury and imply to them that Ross was dangerous.
Right.
And the lawyer came to us and said, this is going to hurt him. You've got to ask them to leave. We would never have asked them to leave. I was totally supportive. The good thing, and we did, you don't know what you're doing. It's the first day, and it's...
And never been to a federal trial
she
before.
Really had...
And it wasn't going to make a difference anyway.
No, and it didn't.
That judge was going to railroad that case.
That wasn't going to make... But the other thing is, they did get their picture all over the media, including the Drudge Report, that first day.
Yeah?
So it wasn't a waste.
No, I didn't think it was.
But no, that was not our instigation at all.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that was the first
time. Just to set the record straight. Yeah.
And so Ross Ulbricht, for listeners that don't know, he's the founder of the Silk Road, the world's first underground marketplace. It was on Tor, which is the anonymizing system for the Internet, although how anonymous it really is, we still don't know, because the evidence of how the federal government found the site was never presented at the trial. And I always have to say this whenever we talk to you, Lynn, is we could spend the next 3 hours talking to you about what happened with the court hearings and how it was just fixed and screwed and railroaded this new documentary. We're going to get into all as much as we can, but we can only do so much recapping of this because we always, we're doing a radio show, and so every time we talk about this, somebody new is tuning in for the first time, right? And they've never heard the name Ross Ulbricht before. They weren't paying attention to this situation. Or even if they were paying attention to it, as I found out, because we paid a close attention to it, you still don't know everything. I was watching the Railroaded, which is the new documentary that you guys are putting out over at freeross.org, in parts. And I don't think it's quite done yet. Was it six parts?
Yeah, six parts. I posted four so far. There's two more.
I've watched the first part. I do want to see the rest of it. And when I watch this, I'm watching it thinking, all right, well, maybe I'll pick something up. Turns out I learned quite a few things from watching just part number one of this documentary. So, that's sort of my preface of even if you think you know about the Ross Ulbricht case, there's stuff you don't know. And more information coming out constantly.
Right. So if Ian Freeman, lead guy on Free Talk Live for this case, can learn something from it, you, the listener, definitely can.
Yeah. In fact, you just said before we went on the air that Curtis Green, who was the purported victim of the murder-for-hire plot that they allege Ross was involved with, but then never actually charged him for because they have no evidence of it.
And then dropped the charges, which if
they never made a charge.
Well, right, in Maryland they did.
And then
they dismissed those with prejudice.
Right, but it was just a ruse to make him look bad when they brought him to court, in federal court. And
that way the judge could say, well, he's been charged with murder.
Used it for her sentence. And this apparently is quite common in the criminal justice system, according to defense attorneys I've talked to.
It's frightening.
Right.
Very frightening.
So, I mean, Curtis Green, the supposed victim of this supposed murder-for-hire plot, came out and said he doesn't believe Ross had anything to do with it.
Correct.
He said that he acted as Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, at times.
At times. More than one person we know has done this, because one of the things you told us in a previous interview was after Ross was arrested, somebody logged into the website as Dread Pirate Roberts.
Correct.
Right. I mean, how does that happen?
How can you convict a man for all the things that Dread Pirate Roberts did, then Dread Pirate Roberts logs in after he's in jail, and the United States Supreme Court says, meh, no biggie.
No case here. Toss it out.
It's insane. It's like there's no even intent at justice.
No, it was a farce. And,
right. And for me, this case isn't simply about Ross. This case is an illustration of everything that you think that you know about the judicial system in the United States is a damn lie. You have been lied to, and you don't care. You say that your government is out of control, but you're not engaged.
It's so hard to know where to start with this, so let's start with today. Rather than trying to do a recap, I heard that Ross has been punished somehow in prison. I heard through the rumor mill, so what's going on?
Yeah, actually, he put himself in protective custody because he refused to assault another inmate.
Really?
And, this violent drug.
Because he's so dangerous.
Yeah, he's so dangerous. And that
he's
made him a target.
He's a peacenik, right? Like,
yeah, he's a complete peacenik. He's very laid back. I mean, you can read the 100 letters on our website, and they're, you know, from people who know him. It's a joke to say he's violent and or whatever, planned violence or had anything to do with it. In fact, the basic premise of Silk Road was do no harm.
Right.
You know, but in any case,
they wouldn't sell poison, for instance, on the Silk Road. There were certain things that would not be sold.
I'm not clear about poison.
I don't think poison was allowed.
Certainly not. Nothing to do with pedophilia.
No child pornography, no poison.
Stolen property and weapons, violent services.
Well, right.
So in any case, what were you asking me?
So what happened in prison? The protective custody.
Yeah. So
some gang wanted him to commence a beating or something?
Well, yeah, it's pressure to do this, and if you don't, then you're a target. And he had put himself in protective custody, but unfortunately that means he's been sitting in a metal box now for 6 weeks.
Oh, right. Protective custody is awful.
Yeah. I mean, he's in solitary.
Right, that's what it is.
There is actually. He wasn't solitary, and then they did. Now he has a, a cellmate. Who also is in there for his protection.
Wow.
Because Ross was put into a violent prison with violent people and violent gangs because of his sentence, not because of his security level, which would put him in a low.
Right.
But because anyone with a life sentence goes into a maximum.
Sure, because, you'd ask yourself, what would they do to get out? And the answer would be, in many cases, desperate things. But,
I mean, he's got a friend in there who's doing life for marijuana.
Wow.
Because an informant said he sold marijuana 13 years ago, and he's in there.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. So, and the prison's in Colorado. That's the final irony.
So now that he's right, where it's legal.
So Ross is at the Supermax?
No, he's at the step down. So it's the maximum, which is one. It's where the Supermax people get to go when they behave.
Good.
Yeah.
It's nice.
So they've moved him because he was originally in New York, wasn't he? Didn't you have to sell your house in Austin and move to New York?
Yeah, we did. We
so
went
now
ahead.
Where
and
are you? Are you now in Colorado?
Yeah.
Are you following him?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sort of nomadic. We have an internet business, and I just feel very, very strongly that it's important for him to have a lifeline to me, or, I'm the constant, but then if friends come or family. So many guys in there are just warehoused with no one.
Nobody.
And
right.
It just becomes their life. So I'm in Colorado for now, and then hopefully he'll be moved somewhere safer, and we'll go there,
So he just has to sit in this cell until
they decide where to send him.
Oh, so they were going to move him someplace else as part of the protective custody?
I hope so, because if they put him back there, he could get, I know a woman whose husband ended up in the hospital because of the same, he can get really hurt in there.
Wow. And so let me see if I understand it. Basically, some prison gang says, hey, Ross, go beat this other inmate up. And he chooses to or not chooses, chooses not to.
He said no.
And he says no. So they say, well, then you're going to get beaten up.
Basically.
Okay. Apparently don't have anything better to do with their time.
Right. Well, of course not.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening with him. He can still receive mail, I take it?
Yeah, just snail mail. He can't make calls. He has no books.
Okay.
Et cetera.
No books.
No. He has a Bible. They let him have a Bible. It's religious. It's
because he's in confinement.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, protective custody.
Well, even if, I mean, obviously.
He's doing a lot of meditating. He said he's treating it like a meditation retreat, but it's getting to be a pretty long retreat.
All right, hold that thought. Stick with us. We're going to continue here. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, day number 2. Brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, get started over there at Bitcoin.com. And also, of course, they've got news headlines on their news site, the latest information from across the world about the world of cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. I'm Ian Freeman here with Lynn Ulbricht. It's very rarely good news when we're talking talking to you, Lynn, about your son, Ross, who is currently in federal prison for a 2-life sentence plus 40-year sentence to so-called send a message to people out there who might want to run a website. For those that aren't familiar, Ross was convicted in 2015, was it, at this point? He's been in prison now for 5 years. That was as of early October, I believe. That was the 5-year mark. And for the dastardly crime of running a website. I mean, that's ultimately all we're talking about here. The people who sold drugs on the site got, what, 5 to 10 year
and less.
Sentences? Less?
Well, 10 and down.
Yeah. And he's in there for the rest of his life plus another life sentence plus 40 years. So it's insane, and it really is a violation of, you know, his freedom of speech, because, you know, when you program a website, that's all we're doing. We're talking about here. We're talking about somebody who wrote some code onto, you know, the internet, and then other people use that code to sell things that might have been illegal in some parts of the world, but, you know, that's a whole other story. And then as far as it sending a message, obviously they haven't succeeded because there are, I don't know, half a dozen to a dozen more sites at least that are currently in operation that are doing the exact same thing, allowing people to buy and sell drugs and other things online with, you know, no government involvement. And so we've talked about how Ross is a hero for helping save people's lives because of the harm reduction from his site. He saved people from being robbed in real life, drug deals gone bad. He saved people who would otherwise have purchased bad drugs on the black market. They got quality product through the Silk Road that may have saved their lives because they didn't overdose on it. I mean, there's so many different examples of how the Silk Road was actually really a benefit to mankind, and your son's a hero because of that. But this is the world we live in, where people who help save lives end up in prison cells. And we were just getting an update from you on Ross. He'd been put into a protective custody due to some gang activity in the prison where they tried to coerce him into beating somebody up, which he refused to do because he's not a violent person. He's a libertarian. He's a peace-loving person who spoke as when he was Dread Pirate Roberts. He talked about libertarianism and peace when he was on the site. You know, he had a book club, I think. Dread Pirate Roberts had a book club that where he recommended people read books and that sort of thing about freedom. So the guy's a hero. And, I mean, I could say, you know, we could, like I said, we could do the whole 3 hours on this, Lynn. But for listeners that do want to get the full story, you guys have a documentary series that has been coming out in parts. It's going to be 6 parts. You said 4 of the 6 have come out. It's called Railroaded. There's a longer title. What's the full title?
Railroaded, the Targeting and Caging of Ross Ulbricht. And it's basically, we started out thinking, God, there's so much people don't know, including myself, by the way, and started delving into the public record. We don't have access to the sealed documents, the undisclosed material, the encrypted material the government is keeping from anyone knowing, but there's still a lot in the public record. And
I wonder what they have to hide.
Yeah, why are they hiding it? I mean, you know, isn't it over? Why? What are they hiding? But in any case, and started writing, you know, kind of narrating it, which sounds kind of boring because it's like, oh, narration of the public record. It's really not boring. It's really quite jaw-dropping, riveting stuff. And then we thought, hey, why not do a audio companion? Mm-hmm. So we did that, and a volunteer supporter who's a professional narrator is narrating. He's great. And then we thought, well, why not have a little video of different images to go along with that? And so it's kind of evolved. And, check it out. You can read it. It's got over, I think it's got close to 400 footnotes. It's all, there's all these citations. Yep. This is not our opinion. This is not our, you know, what we're saying happened. This is what the record is saying happened, provided by the government.
Yeah, court documents and other things that you guys were poring over. I was wondering how the genesis of that project started. It came from you guys originally.
It's me and a team who just were like, wow, there's a lot we don't know, you know. And I didn't realize this, and I didn't realize that. I thought, we got to pull this together. If we don't know it, you know, most people don't know it. You can't rely on the mainstream media, and they're frankly often very shallow coverage of things, to actually know the truth.
Well, the jury sure as hell didn't know it, and they were in a courtroom.
No, they didn't know.
The judge wouldn't even let in, you know, some of the most important evidence and witnesses in that case that suggested that maybe Ross wasn't Dread Pirate Roberts all the time, and in fact, the evidence shows pretty clearly that he wasn't.
Right.
But the jury wasn't allowed to know that. And there was just so much that they were precluded from, you know, knowledge that could have helped them in making a more just decision. And then once they turned in their verdict, the judge threw the book at him, and now here we are.
Yes.
Where, unfortunately, you've exhausted the appeals process. You went all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Correct.
They didn't want to hear it. And so that's the end of that, which means that there's only one more way out, and that is through a presidential, either a pardon
commutation.
Or a commutation.
Yeah, commutation,
right?
Of the sentence. There is a court potential, very, you know, hard to get, called 2255. But we really think the best chance is a presidential commutation, because this sentence is outrageous. And it really puts everyone in peril to have this kind of excessive sentencing. And it also sets a horrible precedent, which is already in place. Of the criminal justice system's full of excessive sentencing that is keeping people caged for so long. And it's so wrong.
People who've never harmed anybody else.
Yeah,
like
many of them have never harmed a soul.
So the Railroad of Documentary, it's on freeross.org.
Yeah, just go to our homepage and there's a banner and you can
click it. Right there at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. Like I said, I'm going to watch the whole thing. I just, you know, it's so easy to get busy, so I'm glad you're doing it in parts. It makes
it
easier.
That's why. We figure nobody's going to sit and listen to the whole thing. It's pretty long.
For people to do this.
Yeah.
And if you watch the first part, you're going to want to watch the rest of them. And when I watched the first part, there weren't any else that had been. So you're doing like one a week, basically?
Basically. And you can just listen, too. It's on iTunes and other SoundCloud and stuff, yeah.
So video, audio, and a print
And a print version with all the footnotes.
Right. So whatever your preferred method of taking this information in, you guys have it there at freeross.org. So you said you think that there is a chance. I mean, because to convince somebody like Donald Trump or whoever it is that follows him, who surely won't be any better, to let somebody go that they don't have a personal connection to, I mean, do you have hope for this?
You know, I actually do, because President Trump has said that he wants to pardon about 3,000 people that have been treated unfairly by the justice system.
Really?
He's open to it. And
this is a key case.
You know what? This is a pretty exemplary, you know, a case of egregious sentencing if I ever saw one.
Sure is.
And what I'm hoping he can realize is that Ross is not a drug kingpin thug. He's a technical innovator and pioneer who was a young and enthusiastic libertarian who was passionate about free markets and the potential of cryptocurrency to be for monetary freedom. I mean, that's really what it was about. It wasn't about drugs.
Yeah, and I suspect he still is. Lynn Ulbricht from freeross.org. Thank you, as always, for joining us here on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
We got more coming up here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference in moments.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half-staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
We shouldn't be trying to find ways to minimize the dangers that occur from irrational behavior. we should be working to eliminate irrational behavior and the empowerment of people who would seek to cause this type of carnage.
Robert Bauer, the man arrested in the shooting, appears to have made anti-Semitic posts on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa,
don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, year number 4. Friendly faces and new faces as well, but a friendly one from actually Anarchapulco, where we first met, Nanu Burks. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Now, you actually live in Austin, so it wasn't too hard for you to get to this conference. But you're constantly going from place to place, so I'm actually really surprised to see you because you're almost always not in Austin, it seems like, these days.
So true. It's been really nice to be here for about 2.5 months.
Yeah, you blogged about that recently, that you've actually had a little bit of time to kind of settle into your place here, right?
Yeah, it's been awesome. My studio is here. So when I'm in Austin, I create. I just make art 24/7 and produce. And so when I'm on the road, I can be shipping things around and so on.
Right. And you do, as we talked about at Anarchapulco, you are a crypto artist.
Indeed. So I call myself a combination of blockchain artist, crypto artist, and decentralized. I guess I just enjoy anything that helps the expansion of consciousness through planet positive tech. So anything that's tech for good, I'm into, and I usually make art about it.
Right. And so you've got your art on today. You're wearing it. You've got, what are those? Are those tights? What? How do you? What?
Leggings. They're yoga leggings.
There's a difference between leggings and tights, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. There's a difference between leggings and yoga pants, too,
right? Oh, man,
right?
So many. Technicalities.
And then the top is just like, what's
that? It's just
that?
Like a tank top. Like a crop top. Yeah, it's wearable art.
Yeah. Describe the art if you could. I know it's really complicated.
So I spray paint. It's like graffiti art.
Yeah.
And I use usually recycled materials. And this one is a spray paint background with the Bitcoin logo.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty funky. People seem to like it. I have, you know, dude shirts, women's clothing, dresses, etc.
Yeah.
There's, you know what, the crypto swag in the space really sucks. It's like bare minimum design. And
right.
The t-shirts are usually like $20 and whatever for mass adoption, but I wanted to give it some high fashion, you know? So I know there's more people in that space now creating a little bit more high fashion in the
crypto
world.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're collaborating a couple projects. Should be fun.
So I've got some crypto art on.
I like that one. That one's
It is simple, but it's a good one. And it's old, too, apparently. Somebody was telling me that they have this shirt that they paid crypto for like 5 years ago, and so now it's a $6,000 shirt or something like
Wild.
That.
Wild. That's amazing.
They paid like a whole Bitcoin for it back in the day.
You can pay for crypto in my store as well, and I love that, being able to support the movement just by taking, you know, commissions from that.
So how's that going? I mean, so it's Nanu Berks, that's NANUBERKS.com/art.
Exactly.
And you can order, like you said, dude shirts and
pants and
things.
You know, dresses, all sorts of things. And you can pay with coin payments. So they've been super awesome helping me set it up, really easy.
Which means you take a bunch of different cryptos.
Absolutely.
Because coin payments, I think, dozens of options?
They do. They really do. You can choose anything. I mean, like the basics, of course, you know, ETH and Bitcoin and I think Doge even. So it's pretty neat.
Now, do you take them all individually or do you convert to a favorite?
I usually put them through ETH, but there's some that I like to keep. And
ETH meaning Ether for Ethereum, the second most, right now I think the second most popular or most market cap of all the different cryptos out there. Why that one? What do you like
it's
that
one easy
for?
To move it. It's easier to move than Bitcoin, but I still hold, you know, Bitcoin and Ether. I try to keep those. So,
good.
Yeah. But I just like the team, too. I like the EOS team. I like the people. And that's what it comes down to, I think, with crypto, the way to predict the waves and the way to be savvy about this without, if you're not really into the technology, is also to get to know the people in the space.
Right.
So that's been great.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to know how cryptocurrency works in order to accept it.
Not at all. It's super easy, especially nowadays. So many different places receive it. I mean, you know all about this. You cover all of the places that take crypto, and in Austin, more and more. I mean, and now, for example...
No, they don't. In Austin?
They do more and more. You'd be
surprised. The last time I was here, I audited the CoinMap. I wanted to find somewhere to go and pay with crypto to buy dinner, and I couldn't do it.
That's wild, really?
I couldn't do it. Austin, the hip city, you know, I can go to Keene, New Hampshire, and spend it at, you know, half a dozen different places.
Man, there's some food trucks that take it now. I'll see if I can connect y'all.
There was supposed to be a taco truck, and I sent them an email, and I tried calling to find out where are you.
Yeah.
Because I heard that they exist, and...
Because I heard they exist. Bad rap, man. We'll have to hunt them down.
But, yeah, there was, last year at this conference, they did have a food truck that was taking crypto.
Oh,
so
yeah,
there
I remember
was that one food truck. But
and also, all the systems are becoming better. Like now, you know, to tag the art on the blockchain, now I use NFC chips, near field communication chips. You just scan them over, put them on your physical art, and they're instantly on the blockchain. So you can do that with the wearable clothes, and you can do that with murals. And so I think that
those types of chipped technologies. Hold on, what?
Well, yeah.
How do you wash those? I mean,
So you put the NFC chip in resin, you make a little nice resin tag, you sew it onto your clothes.
It's not permeable. The water can't get to it, basically.
No, it can't get to it. And it's a fun proof of concept. You know, it's not easy to do, and it's not most convenient. It's all by hand, but it is making a proof to redefine value, to use art as the value.
Okay, so when you say it's on the blockchain, what do you mean? Like, what does that mean?
So when you scan the NFC chip that you connect it to your clothes, I'm using the Blockchain Art Collective, which is an awesome app, really cool friends that have this system. You basically log in all the information, and it creates a hash, and it's just proof of identity, originality, and so there you go.
Oh,
you
so it's like,
it every day.
Oh, a proof of originality, meaning this is the genuine article, this is the real thing from Nanu Berks. Somebody didn't send it to a Chinese factory and have it knocked off. Okay.
Exactly. And it's registered on the blockchain on Ethereum. So.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You are on the cutting edge of crypto art.
It's fun, man. It's really fun.
NanuBerks.com/art. Now, you know, last time we talked to you, you were kind of getting into media. Did you ever pan out with that podcast idea, or was that something that got too busy for? And
I did, but it became a decentralized podcast. I ended up interviewing people on my channel and then going on a lot of interviews, and it's just become more fun to do interviews than to have my own podcast, because I'm basically painting full-time, shipping art. I just had my last show in Paris. I shipped two of my favorite pieces, and they sold like the first day, and it was awesome. It's been really reassuring to see that the art is something that people like and enjoy, and keeps me inspired to keep making art about it. So.
Well, there's not a whole, like you were saying, there's not a whole lot of good art out there. There is one guy who's here who's really good. I don't know if you've seen
I saw
his
him.
Stuff.
He puts wallets in his paintings, which is pretty original. So there's a lot of really amazing art in the crypto space. Yeah. There's probably about, I would say, 15 artists that are the most well-known, that are incredible, and that are trained and everything. It's just amazing. But it's difficult to connect those artists to projects. So that's something that I'm working with, some brands, to try to hook it up and move marketing budgets to art budgets so that artists can get paid to do what they love.
Sure.
And advocate for this.
Who doesn't want to get paid to do what they love?
Yeah.
And if you can, and I know that when we talked to you before, that was like a paradigm shift that you'd had at one point, because you used to be very, very nomadic. You still are. I mean, still,
yeah.
You travel a lot, but you used to not have a whole lot to your name, and that's changed since you got into crypto.
Yeah, it's been weird, man. I've been feeling like I want to be nomadic again. I pay for an apartment, you know. Rent in Austin is not great, and, you know, but it's fun to have a space to be able to create art. But I'm feeling more and more that I want to downsize and start the nomadic movement again.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, at the end of the month, it's gonna get real. So I don't know that I'll be in Austin much anymore.
Really? What are your plans?
Obviously, Anarchapulco again.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fun. I think I'm teaching some art creative. Get back into touch with your creativity.
At Anarchapulco.
Uh-huh. I'm planning with them right now. And then I have a European tour coming up, a South American tour coming up, and. I think I'm just going to be in Europe for a while, making some healing music in Amsterdam with a crypto art project. Just a lot of fun stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You're always everywhere doing something.
You too, man.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, and you get to do what you love.
I don't like leaving New Hampshire. I traveled to Portsmouth, and that was like a far journey for me.
That's amazing.
You know, we actually had a very small New Hampshire blockchain conference.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It was like, you know, half the size or less than this. Very intimate.
It's pretty cool.
But that's actually what they were going for, so Bruce Fenton, I don't know if you met Bruce, but that's his conference. So he's been throwing it. It was his second year putting that together. And so it was cool. The organizers from this conference were there in New Hampshire. So I just saw them 2 weeks ago, and now we're here. And Bruce is here. And so like everybody's just sort of back and forth between Texas and New Hampshire.
It's always nice to see the community. I that's why I'm here, too. You know, I came by to say hi to all friends, to connect with new friends. And so...
It's beautiful. It's a great conference. Glad to be here. This is our fourth time, actually, at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So we've been to all four of them. Check out.
Oh, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of Paybook.com or Glass, it's something that I wish existed a long time ago. It's to track financial transparency in crypto and in fiat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for the most part, it supports the ethos of transparency. There's a lot of people talking smack about the industry, and that's really sad to see because people are actually awesome. And there are some projects that are you know, have the wrong ideas or whatever, but they're amazing, and I'm excited to be working with people that develop systems that we can use right now to stay true to ourselves, to track nonprofit progress, and to be transparent about everything they're doing. I think the crypto space can really, really use that.
NanoBurks.com/art. Check her out there, and thanks for coming back on
Free
Talk
Live. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. It is Free Talk Live from the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's the fourth edition of that conference, and we've had the pleasure of being here for every single one of them. It's a great conference. If you're listening to this now, it's too late. It's already over. You can't come out this year, but judging by the amount of people they've had here, I'm going to go ahead and predict they're going to do this again. So check out TexasBitcoinConference.com, and you can learn more about the event there. Also, don't forget the Blink Home Security System while you're on the road, or while we're on the road. We get the Blink Home Security System in the studio and over at Mark's house. It's operating. It's wireless HD cameras that are super easy to get set up. It really doesn't get much easier than this. You unbox them, you put the batteries in, and then you set it up via your wireless device, maybe your smartphone or tablet or whatever, and then you tell the cameras when to operate, and then they will send you clips to your smartphone wherever it is you are of stuff that goes on in front of those cameras. That way you know what's going on at your house, or maybe if you got a small office, this would work well for that too. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and you'll save 15% off the already shockingly affordable 3-camera system there over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. There's no contracts, there's no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. That's because Amazon purchased the Blink company because they thought it was that great of a product. Once again, blinkprotect.com/FTL. So here at these conferences, you know, we see friendly faces who we've interviewed a few times in the past, and then we get to talk to new people we've never met before, and Joseph Romero is one of those guys.
Sir.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, how's it going? What's up, everybody?
Well,
Joseph Romero, so grateful, Joe, on all the different platforms.
You're a YouTube, I called it vlogging, but it's vlogging.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I've been doing, you know, media production since before a lot of those terms
since before
were,
was a cool thing. Yeah.
were involved. So you do not only that, but you're also involved with a new project, Crypto EQ.
Yes, Crypto EQ. I'm a co-founder in Crypto EQ. Yes.
Tell me briefly about Crypto EQ. It hasn't launched quite yet?
Not yet. We're working on it. We're looking at launching here at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Basically, to give everyone a quick overview of what Crypto EQ is, we're basically trying to build a website that's going to help the new and novice investors and traders. So I'm talking to you, whoever's listening, because you're like,
that's almost everybody.
I'm a new and novice investor.
This is a general audience
exactly.
talk show, right?
Exactly. And those people are going to hear, and they're going to say, well, you know, those people needed a place to find mm-hmm. solid information, fundamental, technical, and sentiment analysis. Those are the things that you're looking at when you're trying to find good projects to invest in from a long-term and from a short-term perspective. So we're at one of the problems that we kept finding, we're based out of Houston, and we kept finding in a lot of these meetups and a lot of the audience that we were speaking to and conversing with, they were telling us, you know, I can't find solid information. It's all spread out. I got to go to Reddit, then I got to go to Instagram, I got to go to Twitter, and I got to go to Facebook. So we said, why don't we aggregate all this information and provide it to them in an easy-to-digest format.
So you're one of the founders?
Yes, I'm one of the co-founders. Yes.
Very cool.
And I'm leading a lot of the campaigning on social media as well as on several different platforms, such as this one.
So what do you got? I mean, what's the website going to be? Is it already registered? Is there something there?
Yes, it's Crypto EQ. So that's CRYPTO.
Yeah.
Crypto EQ.
.io. .io. All right.
That is our website. So if you go there now, you can actually sign up for our newsletter to get our alerts, as well as potentially be involved in the beta launch.
Tell me your story, though, Joseph. How did you get involved in the crypto universe?
Okay. So me and one of the other co-founders, we actually worked together at a company called Align Group in Houston. And me and him, we would just talk about crypto. Every chance we had, we would talk about crypto. This was actually before the hype. This was like mid to early 2017, we were just like, okay, we kept hearing about it, and we like looked into it, and then we went down the rabbit hole. At first, I was actually a skeptic, probably like most of you.
Of course.
I was like, what is this Bitcoin stuff? I was like, I'm not trying to buy any drugs or anything like that online. I was like, I don't need this stuff. And my friend was like, you know, don't be so close-minded, you know, look into what it's actually about. And I started digging. I read Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper.
Oh, wow.
And then we went down the rabbit hole from there. I started
By the way, Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper came out October 31st.
10 years ago.
Yeah, a few days from now, basically.
Yeah,
a couple
absolutely.
Days from now. So very cool. It's great to be here at this event.
A decade later.
So was it the white paper that kind of convinced you, or
what was it? White paper, and then I looked into it, and I saw the types of gains that was happening, the technology behind it. I started looking into blockchain and what blockchain was actually about.
Mm-hmm. That's the technology that backs
the
Bitcoin.
The technology behind Bitcoin
the public
itself.
Ledger, the distributed, decentralized public
ledger.
And
then I've always been somewhat of a person who believes in being self-sovereign and, you know, taking control and ownership and accountability for your life. And this is kind of what Bitcoin cryptocurrency is doing. It's giving you the power, the people, the power back for
the first time ever, actually.
Exactly.
I mean, it's been in the hands of governments and banks for generations.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is the first time,
and
really.
And before that, there was kings and oligarchies, right, that were in control. There was always a big group or one individual that was in control.
Right.
And now we're distributing and decentralizing all this power to the people.
Yeah, I've said before that it's hard to really express to people how important that is, you know, the concept of distributing that power, the power of money, right? One of the most important things that
Absolutely.
Governments and banks have historically had total control over and have used to wield that power against all of our interests by printing out money, right? The inflation process weakens all of our buying power. I was explaining this to a cab driver who was bringing me from the airport the other night, who had never heard of Bitcoin before. He's from Ethiopia. And of course, he sends money back home. Right over Western Union and MoneyGram and these systems that charge a hefty fee.
Of course.
You know, $5 may not seem like a lot to everybody listening, but if it's...
It adds up.
It does add up.
You're doing transactions every day or every other day.
Yeah, and if you're living paycheck to paycheck, $5 is important.
It's big.
And if you can take that $5 down to 5 cents, then that's a huge advantage.
And make it instantaneous or semi-instantaneous.
Right, and you don't have to fill out a bunch of forms, and there's no approval process, and you cut out the middlemen, and so, like... It's like I said, it's hard to really express to people how much of a paradigm shift this really is.
Absolutely. It's kind of like Paul said in one of the talks earlier.
Paul from
Edge.
Yeah,
Edge Wallet.
Edge
Wallet. Yeah, he says it's like it's one of those things you don't think you need until you need it.
Yeah.
Right? He was like, we don't really take vitamins that much, but why is big pharma such a big industry?
Yep.
It's like, because people don't care, and so they have to take care of it, and so they have to go and get the treatment, the medicine, whatever it is. It's the same thing with money. Same thing with everything. We don't want to be inconvenienced with having to deal with it or having to worry about, oh, no, I'll just let a government take care of this for me or a bank handle it for me because I don't want to take responsibility for another thing in my life because I'm already overwhelmed.
Well, yeah, if you don't want to take responsibility, then the person who does is going to take a cut.
Exactly.
Right? They're going to take a piece of the action.
Absolutely.
And so this does require people to take responsibility, which is something we want to encourage people to
Absolutely.
Do. To take responsibility for your finances. And so I imagine these are some of the things you talk about on your podcast, which is called Everyday Kings.
The Everyday Kings. So actually, the Everyday Kings is a little bit different. So that's actually me and one of my business partners back in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, it's the everyday show about values and being a modern day man. So we're focusing, for me, what it is for me is we're focusing on those individuals that are on that journey to their quote-unquote success. They're on their way to building their Fortune 500 company. They're on their way to launching their nonprofit organization or their cash flow business, whatever it is. These are people that have these big dreams and are going out there and trying to execute on them. The everyday kings trying to rule their kingdom, essentially, is what they were trying to spread the awareness on those people. Because success is an iceberg. So all you see is the tip. All you see is the outside. Just, you know, your radio show. How many hours did you put in before you even had a sizable audience, right?
Yeah.
You were on that grind before you finally kind of got your break, or that time where you were like, oh, now it's actually something that I can do full time. It's profitable. But you put in the time. You put in the hours. It was
That's
a grind. But we don't. People don't highlight that enough. People don't talk about the people as they're going through the process. So we wanted to highlight those people. So that's what we did. That's what we're doing with the Everyday Kings podcast.
Very cool. Is that how often do you do it? Every week or
it's every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're on episode 12. So we started about 12 weeks ago. So
what's
the website
we've been
launching for that? EverydayKingsPodcast.com.
EverydayKingsPodcast.com.
You can find us at The Everyday Kings on Instagram as well if you want for more information. And at So Grateful Joe as
on
well on Instagram.
Everything.
On
YouTube.
Everything. You can find me. And I'd be glad to answer
blog.
Any question or anything. Yeah, I have all my vlog stuff, all my personal brand stuff, everything. Everything that happens in my life for the most part.
And how often are you vlogging?
So this summer I did 100 days of daily vlogging.
Wow.
So for 100 days I have, so you, if you go to my YouTube, you'll find my vlog playlist. It's about 112 videos where I did, it was 100 days straight, and then after that it started getting to weekly. So I actually haven't done it in a little while, but I'm going to start picking it up again. But it's been so busy with Crypto EQ and trying to grow this brand, grow this audience, as well as the podcast. Kind of put that to the side for a little while, but I'm going to pick it back up for sure.
Well, I see you with the camera here.
Oh,
what
yeah,
are you doing
absolutely.
With that?
Absolutely.
What's that for?
That's for content for our Crypto EQ pages.
Okay.
We have a YouTube channel for that as well. And
you're a busy guy.
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I am. I try to be. I mean, we have one life, you know what I mean? Like, we have to take full advantage of it. Like, this, I don't get this, you know, when people are complaining or people are dissatisfied. If you're dissatisfied with your life, take
your
full
fault.
Ownership.
Yep,
yes, take
fault.
Full ownership, but then you give power back to yourself. Like, it's not about, you know, the government. It's not about who's president. It's not about my mom or my dad. You say, no, my life up to this point may not have all been my fault, but if I start taking ownership for everything that happens from here on forward, the things that you can do, like, you take control back of your life.
Absolutely. So check him out. He's Joseph Romero. So Grateful Joe on YouTube and Instagram and et cetera. The Everyday Kings podcast. Crypto EQ coming soon.
Yes.
Cool, man. Is this your first crypto conference, or have you been to a few?
I've been to a few.
Yeah. First one in Texas?
No. We were actually at Discover Blockchains about 6 weeks ago.
All right, cool. But your first Texas Bitcoin conference?
Oh, yes. First Texas Bitcoin conference and not
are you
the
like
last.
It? It's a good one, right?
Oh, I love it. It's awesome. Yeah, I get to talk crypto. There's free food.
Yeah, we love
Austin.
It. We love
I mean, what's not to like?
It's cool. Hey, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
Really
I appreciate you.
Yep. You enjoy the rest of the show here. This is Free Talk Live. We got more coming up here from day number two of the Texas Bitcoin conference. It is Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.